"A small fire is better than none," their guest said. Still, he looked at the children's blue lips. "I wish that your hearth were wider." He crossed to the fireplace, feeling of the bricks and measuring with his eye the breadth and depth of the opening in the chimney. Then his face suddenly shone with a smile. "What is it, Mr. Franklin?" Beth asked. "What do you see up in our chimney?" "A surprise," the good neighbor of Philadelphia replied. "You will see that surprise before long." He was gone as quickly as he had come, but he had left a glow of cheer behind him. All Philadelphia was warmed in this way by Benjamin Franklin. Whenever he crossed a doorstep, he brought comfort and helpfulness to the house. "What do you suppose he meant?" Beth asked, as the door closed. "I wonder," William said. Then he took out his speller and copybook, and the words of their visitor were soon forgotten. But all Philadelphia soon began to wonder at the doings at the big white house where Benjamin Franklin lived. The neighbors were used to hearing sounds of hammering coming from the back where Mr. Franklin had built himself a workshop. Now, however, he sent away for a small forge to heat iron. Red-hot iron is soft. It can be bent easily, and holes can be punched in it,